stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. Yeah.
Show with Greg Gunderson.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you. And even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
One thing, I
next rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard.
Linkin Park on Trail Mix. Good morning, good morning. You know, I thought about swapping that out. I thought, I don't want to start the day that way, but I'm not going to have to start in the black pits of sadness just because we listened to a song in minor key. I got to start the day in the black pits of sadness because it's some ugly weather out there. Greg Gunderson here with you for the morning show on Trail Mix till 10 a.m. today. And do watch out. It's going to be wet roads at the very least. Word is there might be some uglier things than that, and we're under some watches. We might be under some warnings. If you follow that sort of thing closely, it's a good day to do so. So if you're not familiar, I drive 20 miles straight west on Highway 70 every morning. That might reveal more detail than you need, but I think most people knew that anyway. But I like to update you on what I see road-wise. I don't drive a major north-south road, and I know that does exclude me from a lot of things that you might see if you're on Highway 13 for a lot of your road, for a lot of your drive, for example. I do hit 13 between Fifield and Park Falls, but other than that, I'm pretty much straight east-west for the whole morning trek. It was a pretty gentle drive in, but I was watching lightning in the distance everywhere. So things are moving in. We'll get an update on that weather coming up here after. Well, first of all, we've got to start the day the only way we know how. And if you hadn't guessed, we're going to be talking a lot of football today. I honestly don't even know how much. I know the 8 o'clock hour is going to be full of it. I know the 9 o'clock hour is going to be birthdays, and then we'll say goodbye at the end of that hour. But the 7 o'clock hour is completely fair game. The sort of sports report might happen soon. Like, we're going to be talking a lot of Packers football. And actually, not just the Packers. We're going to be breaking open the Vikings draft, the Lions draft, the Bears draft. And if you have a team that you follow closely and you're just kind of curious how they drafted, I would love to do the Googling for you. I will not give you an expert opinion. I will give you a slight, I'll call it a boosted armchair opinion about how your team did. A combination of gut reactions plus like 5 minutes of deep dive. That's what I'll give you, which will be better than nothing. It'll help you decide what shape your head is when it comes to the draft. I got to figure out how to refine that phrase. That's just how I wake up feeling. This first half of the 6 o'clock hour, I always feel like I'm still deciding what shape my head is. And usually it's shaped like a caffeine molecule. Let's get that day started. I know what my head needs. a little bit of Peter Gabriel. Here's Sledgehammer to start your day for the Trail Mix Morning Show. Use that Civic Media app to tell me what song you want, what year you want music from, what football team you follow outside of the NFC North, because I'm already covering those. Here's a Sledgehammer.
Trail Mix 103.1.
It is going to be a warm day today with scattered thunderstorms likely, and some of those storms could be severe with the potential for large hail, damaging straight-line wind, and even tornadoes, especially late this afternoon through much of this evening. Stay weather aware today. Be prepared. We will have the very latest as things develop. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Down. Mix of news, music, and information. Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah. Show with Greg Gunderson.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Trail Mix 103.1.
You know the bed feels warmer. Think you've had the last laugh, bet you think
Kill you makes you stronger.
Kelly Clarkson on Trail Mix. Good morning, good morning. I hate to argue with you, Kelly, but sometimes what doesn't kill you just hurts really, really bad. And I know that's supposed to be your point, but I'm not sure we agree. Hey, heads up, it is raining cats and dogs outside. Keep an eye out if you are in an area that is along a river vulnerable to flash flooding. Keep your ear open. We'll give you an update on the weather here coming up next, but it's a good day to be watching those sorts of things. We've heard of everything from tornadoes to hail at points throughout the day, though none of those are obviously confirmed at the moment. It's just that those things are being mentioned in the forecast. So if you hadn't already noticed, and this is the first thing you've done, is just rolled out of bed in a room with no windows and turned on the radio, thank you. I appreciate that level of trust. I don't know if you need me that bad. Start with the window if you can. Let's get a quick look at today's date in history to finish off, well, not quite finish off this 6 o'clock hour. There's still time for a little bit more of that most excellent music. And that music, by the way, is part of the subject matter of today's date in history. First, though, 1986 for a chilling sign of what was going on behind the Iron Curtain. High levels of radiation were detected all the way at a nuclear plant in Sweden, which forced the Soviet Union to publicly acknowledge the Chernobyl disaster 2 days earlier. This basically shattered the regime's tight control over info and marked one of the first global crises shaped more by environmental fallout rather than by immediate warfare as a reaction to the event. Today's date, but a little further back, make it 1973. That was the day Pink Floyd conquered the charts, and conquer they did. Their groundbreaking album, The Dark Side of the Moon, reached number one on today's date in 1973. It was far from a brief success. It stayed on the charts for 741 consecutive weeks, saving the math there just a little over 14 years. It was a seamless blend of, well, it was progressive rock that blended existentialism with experimentation that basically put it in the iconic list of history forever. Finally, today's date, but 1881, outlaw legend Billy the Kid escaped from the Lincoln County Jail in Mesilla, New Mexico. He was already famous across the American Southwest and apparently killed two deputies during the outbreak, so that only added to his mythology, but he was shot and killed himself just a few months later by Sheriff Pat Garrett. There was more than one Billy the Kid, though. This one might be the most famous. This is the one I think most people talk about, but there are a lot of stories about a couple Billy the Kids, or Billy's the Kid, if you will, I suppose. English is a messy language. But regardless, this is a look back at today's date in history. At some point next hour, we're going to look at sort of sports, and then begins a deluge of football. It's the post-draft weekend. We're going to be looking at basically the entire NFC North throughout the day between this morning and the afternoon show over on 98Q Country. For now, let's get that look at the weather in. Heads up, is going to be a rainy one. Then more of your favorites on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4150. 800-329-4115.
It is going to be a warm day today with scattered thunderstorms likely, and some of those storms could be severe with the potential for large hail, damaging straight line wind, and even tornadoes, especially late this afternoon through much of this evening. Stay weather aware today. Be prepared. We will have the very latest as things develop. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Behind. So tell me, why can't this be love? Straight from my heart. Oh, tell me, why can't this be love? I tell myself, hey, only fools rush in. Only time will tell if we stand the test of time. Oh, I know you've got to run to win. I'll be damned if I get hung up on the line. Hey, no, I can't recall anything at all. Oh, maybe this falls a long way. Woo! It's not what it takes. So tell me why.
Oh, but now you just don't remember all the things you said. know you had to be a big shot, did you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, did you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. So much fun to be around. You had to have the white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot.
Want to connect with us? Download the Civic Media app and text the studio. Download the free Civic Media app today.